In it for the kicks. Tales from the DJ booth.
This is the segment of the show where we hear unusual tales from behind the turntables. This edition, as Greg just said, Tali. She shares with us a few of the more unique stories from some of the UK's finest drum and bass DJs.
So my tale from the DJ booth is basically about when I first started emceeing and working alongside DJs, I was always really intrigued by how different DJs had different things that they required or requested on stage with them, sort of like their rider, so to speak. And I will never forget the first time I saw John B DJ, and John B's request was a glass of red wine and a bowl of fruit. And I remember watching him DJ and pull this banana out of the fruit bowl and peel it as he's standing there DJing and eat a banana and drink a glass of red wine. And then my man Nicky Blackmarket, he always wanted a cup of tea, and he's a bit of a geezer, and it was always so cute. He'd be up there and he'd be DJing and he'd have his little cup of tea there on the side. And then the way that certain people rolled up with different record boxes and record bags, and I think it was Mampy Swift, someone like that, rolled up with this massive crate. It was really long and it was nicknamed the coffin, and he brought it in on a little wheelie. What's those little wheelie things that you drag, that you pull in, and everyone's like, oh, the coffin's arrived. And it was so different and so unique. That stuff always just like blew my mind, because for me, I was always like, I'll just have a bottle of water.
The first ever electronic music show on Howrecky. This is In It For The Kicks, 10 till midnight Friday nights. Radio Home.